ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਸੈਗਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਕੋਚ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਡੇ, ਵੇਅਰ ਵੀ ਕੰਕਲੂਡ ਦ ਫੋਰਥ ਸਟੈਂਜ਼ਾ ਆਫ ਰਾਗ ਆਸਾਮ ਵਾਲਾ ਪੰਜਵਾਂ ਛੰਤ ਘਰ ਅੱਠਵਾਂ। ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਲਾਸਟ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਸਟ੍ਰਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਕੰਸਿਡਰ ਦ ਲਾਸਟ ਸਟੈਂਜ਼ਾ which is recited as follows. Asa mahalla panjama chitvo chit nath chitvo chit nath he rakh levo saran anath he mil chao chaiyale pran sundar tan dhyan he man lubdh gopal gyan he ਜਾਚਕ ਜਨ ਰਾਖਤ ਮਾਨ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਮਾਨ ਪੂਰਨ ਦੁਖ ਬਿਦਰੀਨ ਸਗਲ ਕਿਛ ਪੂਜੰਤੀਆ ਹਰ ਕੰਠ ਲਾਗੇ ਦਿਨ ਸੁਭਾਗੇ ਮਿਲ ਨਹਾ ਸੇਜ ਸੁਹੰਤੀਆ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਦ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਟ ਧਾਰੀ ਮਿਲੇ ਮੁਰਾਰੀ ਸਗਲ ਕਲਮਲ ਭਏ ਹਾਨ ਬਿਨਵੰਤ ਨਾਨਕ ਮੇਰੀ ਆਸ ਪੂਰਨ ਮਿਲੇ ਸ੍ਰੀਧਰ ਗੁਣ ਨਿਧਾਨ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਦ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਟ ਧਾਰੀ ਮਿਲੇ ਮੁਰਾਰੀ ਸਗਲ ਕਲਮਲ ਭਏ ਹਾਨ ਬਿਨਵੰਤ ਨਾਨਕ ਮੇਰੀ ਆਸ ਪੂਰਨ ਮਿਲੇ ਸ੍ਰੀਧਰ ਗੁਣ ਨਿਧਾਨ ਸੋ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਹੈਡ ਐਕਚੁਲੀ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ ਵਿਦ ਐਨ ਅਸਰਸ਼ਨ ਦੈਟ ਕਮਲਾ ਭ੍ਰਮ ਭੀਤ ਹੈ ਤੀਖਣ ਮਦ ਵਿਪਰੀਤ ਹੈ ਅਵਧ ਅਕਾਰਥ ਜਾਤ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦੀ ਓਪਨਿੰਗ ਲਾਈਨ ਵਿਚ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਡਿਲੂਜ਼ਨ fear, that is the web in which an individual human is caught, the jiva. Why? Because tikhana mad, intoxication of the senses, of the sensory world, viparitha, causing it to act in ways that are contrary to the ways that it is designed to act. The net result being avad akartha jat, all is in vain. Essentially saying that we are taken up with transitory things, which in themselves have no value, but we attach ourselves to them. We are prisoners of time. And our biggest fear is to lose control, is to lose something that we think we possess. And that's the delusion, because we possess nothing, ultimately. And then the Sabbath continued with how to actually live. And the Guru taught us that we should learn to seek an affinity with our essential self, with the essence of who we are, the set of all possibilities of who we are. So he gave us the example of a fish taking to water. Meena jalheen bichrat mantan keen hai. So without water, mantan keen, destroyed, cannot survive. That should be the level of intensity with which to live with the heart. Or like a deer that is willing to sacrifice itself at the altar of the music it hears. And that is, should be the case with us. Be prepared to self-sacrifice the ego in the service of humanity. So in this concluding stanza, the Guru asserts, Chittavo chittanath chittavo chittanathe rakh levo saran anathe. Rakhalevo saran anathare. This is a plea, a pleading, because that's all we really have. We are not the masters, we are the creatures, so we have no real control other than to plead. And in that pleading, in that imploring, one is actually divesting oneself of the ego. So it is saying, Chittavon, Chittanath, Chittavon, Nath. Keep the Nath in your mind, the master. And pray, Rakh Levo Saran Anath, that I'm hapless. Keep me any which way that pleases you. Mil chao chaile pran, even if you take my life, I still would wish to be in your sanctuary. I think of you as beautiful. Your manifestation as the body in nature is beautiful. Man lubd gopal gyan hai. Crave for the awareness of virtues. So this is how we have to translate, reframe our relationship with the universe around us, is to reframe it with love and devotion. Prabhu man puran dukh vidran sagal ichh pujantiya. That is the way to fulfill your desires, is to live this way. Embracing the essence of who you are, embracing your possibilities. Har kanth lage din sabage mil naha sej suhantiya. That is how we blossom or we look beautiful. Prab drisht dhari mile murari. Mile murari, drisht dhari, a glance from the beloved. Sagal kalmal bhay han will destroy all of my mental prevarications. So therefore, Vinvant Nanak, Meri Asapuran, Mile Sridhar Gun Nidhan. I will be fulfilled when I assimilate the virtues of the Har, the qualities of the Har. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.